I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute. Because life isn't perfect, in fact, far from it, but a little help can make all the difference. Today, we're talking with Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties about something that I struggle with sometimes, being vulnerable. Emily, why is it that people struggle with opening up and allowing themselves to be vulnerable?
We are taught to be strong, to hold it together, to figure it out on our own. But when it comes to mental health, that idea of strength can actually keep people from getting the help they need. Asking for help isn't weakness. It's courage. It's strength in action. Every year, about 1 in 4 adults experience symptoms of anxiety or depression, yet fewer than half get help. It's not always about resources that aren't there. It's because of fear, fear of being judged, fear of looking weak. But the truth is, reaching out for help is like going to the doctor for a broken bone. Emotional pain is real pain, and it deserves care, too. When we normalize talking about therapy, support groups, medication, or simply reaching out to a trusted friend, we make it easier for others to do the same. That kind of vulnerability is contagious in the best way. Picture a dad who's been quietly struggling with anxiety, but keeps pushing through because he's supposed to be the strong one. One day, he makes an appointment with a counselor. He tells his kids about it. And just like that, he models strength, not by pretending to be fine, but by getting support. His courage gives them the permission to be honest about their own struggles. So if you're struggling, take that step. Call a friend. Call 988 if you need to speak with someone immediately, 24/7. Reach out to 211 for a referral to a therapist, or visit the Care Now Clinic for urgent mental health needs with no appointment necessary. That's not giving up. It's choosing to keep going. And that is strength.
That's a great point. You could really help somebody by opening up and allowing yourself to be vulnerable and showing people that it's okay to struggle, but what's not okay is keeping it all inside. That's never good for anybody. So take a moment each week with us on the Mental Health Minute with simple steps toward a better life.